Today, the movie that we're going to be using to preach the message is Saving Mr. Banks, and it's a movie about a movie, which are the best kind, right? And it's a movie about Mary Poppins. And so we have invited GCA, Greenwood Christian Academy, and their drama troupe to come and share one of the musical numbers from the musical they did this past spring, Mary Poppins. And we are very grateful to Bill and Renee Hardwick for making that happen. Would you welcome Greenwood Christian Academy?
Father?
What is it?
We've come to say goodnight.
Yes. Good night.
Daddy, do you remember when we came to the bank?
Yes.
Well, we were each given a sixpence and were told to spend them carefully.
Excellent advice. That's exactly what you should do. What did you buy with them?
Nothing yet. We kept them, and now we decided to give them to you.
I suppose Mary Poppins put you up to this.
No, she hasn't said a word about it, but we know it's been tough for you lately, and we haven't really been much help.
So, we thought a bit of extra cash might loosen things up a little.
It's a whole shilling.
Thank you.
Good night, Daddy. We do love you, you know.
Jane, do you remember when you once asked me who Mrs. Corey was?
Yes.
She owns the letter shop in the park. I used to go there every chance I could get just to get some gingerbread stars.
Oh, Mary Poppins, that was the best yet to be up in the heavens. Will we ever go back there?
Yes, someday.
Really? Will we soon?
Oh no, not for a very long time. But you can always keep an eye on the stars until you return. Here.
But it's your telescope.
So it is. Keep it if you like. It's a present.
Thank you. I love you, Mary Poppins.
You're a fine boy, Michael Banks, and one day you will be a fine man.
Oh, Mary Poppins, makes me all anxious when you talk like that.
Like what?
All gentle and kind, not a bit like you. Be cross, Mary Poppins. Do be cross.
Is that the thanks I get for all the trouble I've taken?
That's better.
Oh, that dainty bird.
They're yours, Mary. I picked them for you. It's tonight, isn't it?
Yes, Bert.
Well, goodbye then, Mary.
Goodbye, Bert. Look after yourself.
Happen, kill the sermon. Things you thought impossible
will soon seem certain. Though at first it may sound clownish, see the world more upside downish. Turn it on its head and pirouette it.
Anything can happen if you let it.
Constellations too.
Oh, do you indeed? It's no wonder you don't ask for the moon as well.
All you get are the stars, but we found a whole new spin. If you reach for the heavens, you get the stars coming. Anything can happen if you let it. Life is out there waiting, so go and get it. Grab it by the collar, seize it by the scruff. Once you've started living life, you just can't get enough. Anything can happen, it's official. You can choose the super or the superficial. Sally for the way we're steering. Obstacles are disappearing.
coming in. Like something is brewing. About to begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are beginning our descent into Los Angeles.
Welcome, Mrs. P.L. Travers, to the City of Angels.
It smells like...
jasmine.
Chlorine. And sweat.
Introducing the creator of our beloved Mary.
Poppins. Never ever just Mary. Now, where is Mr. Disney?
She's here.
Well, Pamela Travers. You can't imagine how excited I am to finally meet you.
Would you mind? My name is Mrs. Travers, Mr. Disney.
Oh, Walt, now you gotta call me Walt. 20 years ago, I made a promise to my daughters that I would make your Mary Poppins fly off the pages of your books. I promised them.
I know what he's going to do to her. She'll be cavorting and twinkling.
He can't be in the film unless you grant the rights.
Now, let us begin.
Ideas.
What kind of ideas?
Constables responsible. Now, how does that sound?
Responsible is not a word.
We made it up.
Well, unmake it up.
She won't approve Dick Van Dyke.
No.
No. The Lentis house doesn't look like that. No,
it's all wrong.
It's all wrong.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Stop. Mary Poppins is not for sale. I won't have her turned into one of your silly cartoons.
Says the woman who sent a flying nanny with a talking umbrella to save the children.
You think Mary Poppins has come to save the children? Oh, dear.
Mr. Travers, what am I missing here? I'm wondering what I have to do to make you happy. You know, you've never been to Disneyland, and that's the happiest place on earth.
No, please.
Well, when does anybody get to go to Disneyland with Walt Disney himself?
There he is.
Where did she come from?
Mary Poppins and the Bankses. They're family to me.
Mary Poppins was a real person? So it's not the children she comes to save. It's their father. It's your father.
You don't know what she means to me.
I won't disappoint you. I swear every time a person walks into a movie house, they will rejoice. Don't you want to finish the story? The boys have come up with an idea. I think it's gonna make you happy.
You didn't bring me all the way here to tell me that.
Oh no, I had a wager. I couldn't get you on a ride. I just won $20. Yeah!
Now, this movie is based on a true story. Now, as a matter of fact, we didn't even do this on purpose, but I realized that 4 out of the 5 movies that we're using in this series are based on true stories. The only one that's not based on a true story is next week's Jurassic Park. And if some of you are saying, yes, Pastor, that's a true story, perhaps we should talk after the service. This is a story about Helen Goff, who wrote under the pen name Pamela Travers. And her best-known work, of course, is Mary Poppins, a book that touched so many people's lives that Walt Disney was determined to turn it into a movie. But the author was very eccentric, very irrational, and she would not allow him to buy the rights, even though he kept asking for 20 years, because she was afraid that he was going to compromise the integrity of her beloved characters. And it was only upon the threat of going broke that she finally considered selling the movie rights, but only if she was allowed to give full script approval. And so after prodding from several people, Pamela finally reluctantly agrees to fly to Hollywood to meet Walt Disney.
You don't know what she means to me. Los Angeles.
You only have to go and work there for 2 weeks. Collaborate. You haven't signed over the rights yet.
Yet?
You must make this work, Mrs. Travers.
Oh, I must I?
You need the money. I don't want to see
Stop
you go...
Stop saying money. It's a filthy, disgusting word.
I pick up the phone now, Mrs. Travers.
I have final say.
You do?
I have final say. And if I don't like what they're doing to her...
Then you don't sign the papers. Can't make the film unless you grant the rights.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are beginning our descent into Los Angeles.
Hello.
A man cannot break a promise he's made to his kids, no matter how long it takes for him to make it come true. Now, you kept me dangling all this time, but now I gotcha.
Gotcha, indeed. Mr. Disney, if you have dangled, it is at the end of a rope you have fashioned for yourself. I was perfectly clear when you approached me 20 years ago that she wasn't for sale. And I was clear again when you approached me the following year, and clear again when you approached me every annum for the subsequent 18 years. And quite honestly, I feel corralled.
Oh, now, Pam, the last thing I want to do is make you feel as though...
Would you mind? My name is Mrs. Travis. I do...
See, I promise, Pam. Now, that's a fact. You got kids?
No, well, not precisely.
I have never, absolutely never, gone back on a promise I made to either one of my daughters. Now, that's what being daddy is all about. Right?
Is it? I won't have her turned into one of your silly cartoons.
Now, Pam. I want you to know the last thing I would do, the very last thing, is tarnish a story I have cherished. Now, the pages of your books are worn to tissue. They are dog-eared and fallen out because I have pored over them, ripped and tormented, because I love her, Pam. I love Mary Poppins. And you've got to share her with me. And nothing happens without you say so.
Let's see if that's at all possible.
Now, with every great story, there's always a story behind the story. And as you watch these selected clips from the movie, I want you to pay careful attention to how Pamela's past impacts her present, specifically when it comes to her relationship with her dad. In fact, the last line of the previous clip that we just showed you, when Walt Disney says, "I've never gone back on a promise I've made to my kids." That's what being a daddy is all about. Can you feel the emotion in Pamela's voice when she responds, "Is it?" In fact, you can start to feel the tension of how her past impacts her present and her future. And that's really the question that I want to pose to everybody here today. Does your past paint your present and your future? Now, honestly, to me, it's always interesting when you hear someone's story, where they came from, what they overcame, what they endured. The reality is, there is no doubt that our past, it impacts us, who we are, but it should never limit what we can become. And that's the problem for Pamela Travers. She continued to allow her past to define her future.
Oh, no, no. No, no, goodness me, no.
No?
The Banks' house doesn't look like that. No, no. My house is a terraced house. With a pink door, white bricked with a crack in the gable.
Okay, we get it. The house is not what you picture.
This isn't Mr. Banks. This isn't him.
Yes, that's Mr. Banks.
But he has a set of moustaches. Well, Mr. Banks is clean shaven.
Does it matter? Does it matter?
You can wait outside. I shan't say it again, Robert. What is wrong with his leg?
He got shot.
It's hardly surprising. Can I expect any more drama from anyone else?
Oh, she doesn't want the color red in the film. At all.
I've simply gone off the color.
We can't make the picture without the color red. The film is set in London, for Pete's sake.
What do you think?
He knows. Da-da-dee-da-dee-da. For a spoonful of sugar, how's the medicine go down? The medicine go down. Medicine go down.
Well,
work out the rest of the lyrics.
You see how it goes up on the word down?
On the word down, it goes up.
It's ironic.
Well, forget ironic. That's iconic. I won't be able to stop singing that for weeks.
Well, it seems enormously patronizing to me. Just the sort of annoying tune you'd have playing in your themed park, I dare say. All giddy and carefree, encouraging children to face the world unarmed. All they need is a spoon and some sugar and a brain full of fluff, and they're equipped with life's tools. Wonderful.
What's your point, Pam?
Mrs. Travers, please. My point is that unlike yourself, Mary Poppins is the very enemy of whimsy and sentiment. She's truthful. She doesn't sugarcoat the darkness in the world that these children will eventually, inevitably, come to know. She prepares them for it. She deals in honesty. One must clean one's room. It won't magically do it by itself. This entire script is flim-flam. Hmm? Where is its heart? Where is its reality? Where is the gravitas? No, wait, Mr. Disney. See?
No whimsy or sentiment, says the woman who sent a flying nanny with a talking umbrella to save the children.
You think Mary Poppins has come to save the children, Mr. Disney? Oh, dear.
You can see how the pain in Pamela's past is affecting her present and how she treats people. She sets impossible expectations for others. It becomes very difficult for her to have any quality relationships because she keeps people at a distance. I don't know what's in your past that continues to impact your present. Maybe you went through a tragedy, and perhaps no one knows about it. But you constantly think about it, and you can't overcome it. Perhaps you were bullied or shamed, and you still carry the scars of that mistreatment. Maybe somebody betrayed you, and because of that, you find it incredibly difficult to trust people. The next scene shows Pamela flashing back to the memories of her daddy, and the emotion of this interaction will likely hit many of you in a very surreal way. Maybe one of your parents wasn't there for you, and you envy the relationships that other people have. Perhaps your mom and dad were rarely sober, or maybe someone who should have protected you abused you emotionally, physically, or sexually. Almost all of us deal with some type of memory, but doesn't it seem to be a lot of folks, it has to do with their dad? And that memory continues to haunt us. And that's what Pamela continues to deal with as Walt Disney and his team do everything possible to make this script acceptable to her. But she holds so tightly to her characters because she could not separate her past from her present.
Winds in the east. Mist coming in, like something is brewing, about to begin. Can't put my finger on what lies in store, but I feel what's to happen, or happened before.
want you gone.
Indy. Sweet thing. What are you doing here?
You said today was ice cream day.
Ice cream day? Yes, I did. Of course, of course. What kind of a father am I? Come here.
Are you fired again?
Yes, it does. That's it.
No, sweetheart. No. He's not.
Darling, wait inside for a second. Mr. Bell, I didn't...
If you can't straighten up for your own sake, do it for your daughter.
This world is just an illusion, Kintyoko. Kinti. Don't you ever stop dreaming, Kinti, my love. You can be anyone you want to be.
Anyone. I want to be just like you.
Thank you. It's a marvelous thing to encourage our children to open bank accounts. Marvelous! My daughter, the Princess Ginty, she's... How old are you? Ginty, come up. Come, Ginty. Ginty has an account, and that's good. Well, give her a drink. I mean, give her a hand. I shall return in just a few moments to present the awards, but not right now. I need to relieve myself. Here's your shoulder, Ginty, will you? Burst. Here's a good girl.
Thank you.
I dropped the pears. I'm sorry, Daddy.
Helen, dear girl.
You promised you would fix everything.
You might be able to relate to Pamela and the pain she continued to carry. We know that what happened to her wasn't her fault, but she felt the burden of her dad's mistakes and somehow believed that she was responsible, and she couldn't let it go. You know, as a pastor, I can't tell you how many times I see people who are paralyzed because of their past. They think it's impossible to ever trust someone again, or to forgive, or to even enjoy life. So often they wrongly believe that they'll never have a good marriage, or they're not going to be a good parent, or they can't have close friends. And I've even heard people say they can't have a relationship with God because of what's in their past. You know, whatever the pain of the past, whenever the pain of the past clouds the hope of the future, we need to remember to look to the right place. And as much as a Disney movie inspires us, it's not going to change us. But we know that the Word of God is powerful. Amen? Here's what the Bible says in Isaiah 43, verse 18. The Scripture says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past." Would you say that with me? Do not dwell on the past. "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness." So God says to you today, forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. Why does God say for us to do that? Because we can't change the past. It's impossible. But today, you can let God change your present and change your future. God wants to do a new thing in your life. He offers hope. He offers forgiveness. He offers grace. Don't you love that verse in Jeremiah says, "I know the plans I have for you," says the Lord. Not plans to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future. Our good God can take what hurts you and turn it around and empower it to help you and to help others. God says to us today, forget the former things, let them go. I'm doing a new thing.
Morning, Miss Trash.
What horrors have you in store for my beautiful characters today?
You sit here.
What are you up to?
We were thinking about what you said, and you're right. Mr. Banks isn't cruel. He isn't. So we have a new end for the film. Michael says,
"He mended it. It's wonderful."
However did you manage it?
He mended the kite.
With tuppence for paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight, with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite.
Oh, 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 let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go.
She gets the suffragette ribbon and says,
"A proper kite deserves a proper tail, don't you think?"
Oh, 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 let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up
interrupt. It's just she's dancing. Mrs. Travers, she's dancing with Dawn.
Oh.
Don't you love that scene? All through the movie, you feel this tension of this woman and all of her hurt and all of her pain and the difficulty it brings. But finally, in this scene, she starts to let go. Pamela has a moment that describes what Paul in the New Testament told us to do in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Look at this verse. Paul says, I focus on this one thing. There it is again. Forgetting the past. Say it with me. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Jesus Christ is calling us. You see it in the Old Testament, you see it in the New Testament. God says, forget the past and look forward ahead. That's what we have to do. We have to constantly forget the past. Let it go and look forward. That's what Paul means when he said, I'm going to press on to the eternal race and win a heavenly prize. To let go of what is done and take hold of what God is doing for us ahead. I want you to watch this next clip carefully, because when Pamela once again balks at selling the rights to Disney, he flies to her home in London. And one more time, he asked her one more time to allow him to make a movie from this book, Mary Poppins. In a very vulnerable moment, Walt opens up to her about his past. And like so many people, he had a very demanding father, and he couldn't live up to his father's expectations. He loved his dad, but he was tired of remembering him in a negative light. So Walt decided to finish his story differently and to live a future that wasn't dictated by his past.
Come to change my mind, haven't you? Beat me into submission.
You expected me to disappoint you, and so you made sure I did. Well, I think life disappoints you, Mrs. Travers. I think it's done that a lot, and I think Mary Poppins is the only person in your life who hasn't.
Well, where is she when I need her? Hmm? I open the door to Mary Poppins, and who should be standing there but Walt Disney?
Mrs. Travers, I'm sorry. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out why this has been so hard for you and I. And well, you see, I have my own Mr. Banks. You ever been to Kansas City, Mrs. Travers? You know Missouri at all?
I can't say I do.
Well, it's mighty cold there in the winters, bitter cold. My dad, Elias Disney, he owned a newspaper delivery route there, 1,000 papers twice daily, a morning and an evening edition. And Dad was a tough businessman. He was a save a penny anywhere you can type of fella, so he wouldn't employ delivery boys. No, no, no. He used me and my big brother Roy. I was 8 back then, just 8 years old. And like I said, winters are harsh. And old Elias, well, he didn't believe in new shoes until the old ones were worn through. And honestly, Mr. Travers, the snowdrift, sometimes they were up over my head. And we'd push through that snow like it was molasses. Cold and wet, seeping through our clothes and our shoes. Skin peeling from our faces. Sometimes I'd find myself sunk down in that snow, just waking up. Because must have passed out or something, I don't know. And then, well, it was time for school, and I was too cold or wet to figure out equations and things. And, well, then it was right back out in the snow again to get home just before dark. Mother would feed us dinner, and then it was time to go right back out and do it again for the evening edition. You best be quick there, Walt. You better get those newspapers up on that porch and under that storm door. Pop's gonna lose his temper again and show you the buckle end of his belt. Now, I don't tell you this to make you sad, Mrs. Travers. I don't. I love my life. I think it's a miracle. I love my dad. He was a wonderful man. But rare is the day when I don't think about that 8-year-old boy delivering newspapers in the snow and only lies Disney with that strap in his fist. And I am just so tired. I'm tired of remembering it that way. Aren't you tired too, Mrs. Travers? Now, we all have our sad tales, but don't you want to finish the story? Let it all go and have a life that isn't dictated by the past? It's not the children she comes to save. It's their father. It's your father. Travers Goff.
I don't know what you think you know about me, Walter.
You must have loved and admired him a lot to take his name. It's him this is all about, isn't it? All of it, everything. Forgiveness, Mrs. Travers. It's what I learned from your books.
I don't have to forgive my father. He was a wonderful man.
No. You need to forgive Ellen Goff. Life is a harsh sentence to lay down for yourself.
So what about you? What do you need to let go today, to forget? Is there someone that you need to forgive? Is that someone that you need to forgive you? God says, let go of the past. Don't dwell on it. God wants to do a new thing. Today, God can rewrite your future. Let's be honest. Some here are on a path of trouble and heartache and rejection because you refuse to let go of the past. But I came here today to tell you that God has the power through the cross of Jesus Christ to sever those ties from your past and release you into a brand new future that God has for you. Remember, His plans are to give you a hope and a future. You've got to remember today that you are not what happened to you. You are not what someone did to you. You are not what you did a long time ago. You are what God says you are. You are who God says you are. And in Jesus Christ, God says you are forgiven. In Jesus Christ, God says you are a new person. So today, let enough be enough. Let go of the past. Today is the day to invite God in and let Him heal your heart. Enough.
Enough.
You.
I don't think so. You should have seen the look on his face. He doesn't like us at all.
Well, now that don't seem likely, does it? Let's sit down. You know, Megan, you're part of it. But the one my heart goes out to is your father. There he is, in that cold, heartless bank day after day, hemmed in by mounds of cold, heartless money. I don't like to see any living thing caged up.
Father, in a cage?
He makes cages in all sizes and shapes, you know. Bank shapes, some of them, carpets and all.
Mary Poppins, you won't ever leave us, will you? Whatever would we do without you?
I shall stay until the wind changes.
up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere.
Bow our heads and pray. Holy Spirit, we invite you into this room to speak to us. And God, we pray that you would show us if there's anything that's holding us back. We pray that you would reveal to us any ties to the past that are hindering our current lives. And God, we pray that you would come in and begin to heal, begin to restore. Lord, we're so tired of the enemy controlling us, our past controlling us. Today, we want to be different. Today, we want to be set free. And God, we realize we don't have the power to do that. We need your help. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm going to ask everybody, would you take your hands and turn them into a fist and just hold them on your lap? Take your two hands and turn them into a fist and hold them on your lap. Because I believe in just a moment, we're going to pray. And I prayed about this moment right here, right now, that in just a moment, God is going to release hurts. God is going to release you from the past. God is going to take a giant pair of scissors and cut the rope to your past today. And he's going to free you to a new life in Jesus Christ. Now listen, God is speaking to many of us here today that it's time to step away from the past and stop letting it define who we are. So if you would say, yes, there is something holding me back, something in my past that tries to define who I am, and today I need God to help me move forward, if that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to pray. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And when we get to that point, I'm going to ask you to open your hands and just let it go and give it to God here today. God's going to move in your life today. I'm going to let go of the past and let God bring me into a new future. Pray this prayer with me, all who would participate. Dear God, thank you for hope. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, you are a God of new things. Your plan for me is a hope and a future. Today, help me to forget. Help me to let go of the hurt and the pain. Today, I release it to you. If that's you, open your hands to God. Just open your hands, let go of that fist, and just talk to God for a few moments. God, I give you my hurt. God, I give you my past. God, I give you my pain. I don't want it anymore. I give it to you. I bring it to you, oh God. I bring it to the God of heaven, the God who loves me, the God who made me, the God of new things. I lay it before you, oh God. I let it go. Today, I just choose to let go of the hurt, to let go of those things that have tried to define me. I give it to you, mighty God. Holy Spirit, we pray today as we release these things to you, Lord God, that you would come rushing in with healing, with restoration, God, with a salve from heaven to heal our broken hearts. Holy Spirit, would you move even now? Would you touch hearts even now? God, would you begin to touch those things that are painful, Lord God? And God, would you begin to make us new? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, there are way too many in this place today that are believing a lie that they are what happened to them, that they are what has occurred in their life. And today, God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would help them to see that they are who you say they are because of Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Heads are still bowed, eyes are still closed. I want you to listen to me, because there are some of you who feel like this is really never going to happen because you don't have any confidence in your ability to overcome guilt or to overcome shame or to stop or the hurts of the past. Well, I've got some good news for you. You're right. In your own power, you're never going to be able to do it. It's not going to work. You could watch 1,000 Disney movies and it's not going to change your heart. The only way for you to be truly free from the past is to realize that your past has to be paid for. You see, you can't just move on from something without settling the bill. And that's what Jesus did on the cross, didn't he? Jesus didn't just come to forgive you. He came to pay your bill. He came to settle the score, to take care of what happened in the past. Now, you can take care of it yourself, or you can receive what Jesus did for you. I always tell people that hell isn't a place where God sends people that he's mad at. Hell is a place where people choose to pay their own bill. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's your opportunity today, to receive the free gift that God is offering you. And you can receive it by making Jesus Christ your Lord. Make up your mind right now if you want to continue to try to take care of these things for yourself, or are you ready to surrender your life to Jesus? Make him number one in your life and let him take care of it. With every head bowed and every eye closed, we're going to pray here in just a moment for those who want to take that step. And I want to know, by those who will raise your hand, who wants to be part of this prayer? Is anybody that will raise their hand and say, Pastor, I want to be part of that prayer you're about to pray. I'm tired of trying to do it myself. I'm tired of carrying these burdens and these hurts and these pains. Today, I'm ready to let Jesus Christ take care of it. Raise your hand real high. Raise your hand real high. That's me, Pastor. Pray for me when you pray. Pray for me when you pray, Pastor. I want to make it right with God today. I want to bring it all to Jesus. I want to start at the cross here today and embrace Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Hands are up all over this room. Are there others that will want to join them? And raise your hand and say, Pastor, would you pray for me? Come on, lift your hand right now. Keep it up. Lift your hand right now. Pray for me, Pastor. I want to make things right with God here today. Everybody with your hand raised, pray this prayer with me, and everybody that would like to join them, pray out loud. Would you say, Dear Jesus, thank you for bringing me to church today and reminding me that you are a God of new things. Today I've come to do business with you. I give you my past. I give you my life. And I recognize that I have sinned. I've broken your laws. And for that, I'm sorry. Today's a new day, God, because from this day forward, I choose Jesus Christ. I receive the forgiveness that he gives me because of the cross. Today, I put my faith in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection for new life. Holy Spirit, give me your power to serve you every day from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Somebody give God praise for all these that have just prayed right now. Come on, no patty caking. Amen. God is a good God. I don't believe God is done just yet. I want us to take one more step of faith, if you don't mind. I'd like to ask that no one leave and just honor this sacred moment. But would you stand where you're at? And I want to ask all of our pastors, our elders, small group leaders, and their spouses to come and join me across the front here this morning, because we want to take a few moments and we want to pray for you and we want to pray with you. You say, who are you praying for? Well, first of all, I like to pray for everybody who just raised their hand, either for forgiveness or praying the prayer to get right with God. And so in just a moment, we're going to come And we want to ask you to come out of your seat in just a moment and find one of these leaders, and they're going to pray with you and they're going to pray for you. Also, if you have any need in your life that you want somebody to pray with you about, if you have a financial need or a sickness or praying about your family or relationships or anything like that, we want to pray with you. The Bible makes it very clear that one of the things a spiritual family does is we bear one another's burdens, okay? And so, if you raise your hand for prayer, if you raise your hand that you need God to deliver you, or if you have a prayer need for any reason, I want to encourage you to come and find one of these leaders and to pray with them. We're going to worship and we're going to sing and we're going to wait on you as you come, because I believe God wants to do a great work and seal what He's already done there at your seat. How many believe that's a good idea? Come on, somebody. How many believe that's a good idea for us to take that next step? Amen. So won't you come? Why don't you come and step out of your seat? Come on, you come. Let's pray. Let's seek the Lord. You come. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. We'll wait on you as you come. God bless you as you come. Thank you, God. If you raised your hand, we want to pray with you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. You can still come. Just come. Thank you, God. Casting out fear.
the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is here.
Oh, thank you, God.
Sickness can't
sing in church. My past can't stay any longer.
Your perfect love,
let it be, God.
You are the God.
It's your will that my life is healed. Say it by faith.
And it is your will that my life is healed.
Yes. Yes.
Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear.
Thank you, God.
You are the God of all power.
That you are a God of new beginnings, that you are a God who makes all things new. And we thank you, Lord, that today you have renewed us. You have helped us. You have taken away hurts and pains. And today, God, we thank you for those that have begun the journey of following you. And God, our prayer is today that we'll make it to the very end. Take what you've done today, Lord, and finish it. Complete it in our hearts and in our lives. We pray it in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Russ, would you come up here for a second? You can be seated for just a moment, but Russ and Judy lead Celebrate Recovery on Friday nights, and that is a ministry to help people that have hurts and habits and hang-ups. So if you need help overcoming the past, addictions like alcohol, drug addiction, or any kind of addiction, but it's more than just addiction. It's hurts and things that it help you get over. A support group. So Friday nights, what time?
6:00.
6:00. So if you have any interest in that, on your way out, talk to Russ and Judy at the kiosk. Celebrate Recovery. You also want to put it on your Connect card in just a moment when we turn that in. So I wanted you to see the guy, Russ. Okay. So he is our cheerleader for Celebrate Recovery. So we thank you for that. Awesome. We want to invite our ushers to come now, and we're going to give you an opportunity to prepare to give in the offering today. And this is the time also that we want you to turn in this Connect card. And this is for everybody, not just those who are guests. This is the only way we're going to know that you're here. And so we want you to turn this in and be accountable for that. On the bottom of the Connect card, there are boxes. If you want to find out more about Celebrate Recovery, divorce care, grief share, marriage counseling, marriage restored, things like that, we would love to help you. Because how many know today is just the beginning? I said today is just the beginning of a new direction for you. And we call the church a spiritual family where we are all encouraging one another to follow the Lord completely. Now, if I could just have your attention just for about a minute or two longer, I know we're past time, but one of the lies that happens that people believe is that everybody who goes to church is perfect. I mean, you look around. I mean, I think we have an above average normal of good-looking people. After all, the longer a pastor is the pastor of a church, the more the church takes on the pastor's character. I'm totally kidding. But sometimes, thank you for not laughing, those of you. We'll talk after service, But sometimes we come to church and we just assume everybody's got it all together. Boy, is that just not true. Can I tell you that everybody here is an ex-sinner saved by grace with a past serving Jesus? Is anybody want to raise a hand and witness to that here today? I got a past, but Jesus forgave me my past. That's a lot of people here today. That's why we call our church Grace Assembly of God. It's not just a name. It's our testimony. It's who we are. And so mark down which one of these areas that you'd like some help in, and we would love to take the opportunity to help you do that. And so thank you for your giving. Thank you for your generosity. And as you're giving this morning, we have put together, and by we, I mean our media team, have put together a collage of movie quotes that some of you did last Sunday, so you'll want to watch and see that. And by the way, would you put your hands together and just thank David Jones, David Adams, and all of their volunteers. Great, great job, media team. Thank you so much. Thank you for your giving. Ushers, go ahead. Receive the offering, turn in these Connect cards, and watch this.
Favorite movie lines. Take one.
Look, Ma, I'm on top of the world.
Luke, I am your father.
I'm Sean Connery. That's right, Trebek.
Babies, I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
I'll be there.
Nobody move.
Good eye, Mike. Me on my lunch break.
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. And an elephant is faithful 100%.
You see, mate, difference is what I'm on conju and what I'm on conju. For instance, we can sit here in church all day, but what I can't do is get up there and preach like Pastor Wayne. Savvy?
Hasta la vista, baby!
Are you crying? Are you crying? Really, there is no crying in baseball.
Hey, that's a fact, Jack.
Left side.
Strong side.
Left side.
Strong side.
Left side.
Strong side.
Miyagi say, walk left side road, okay. Walk right side, okay too. Walk middle, just like great. Same thing with karate. You either karate yes or karate no. You karate yes so. Just like great.
You're killing me, Small.
Wilson!
Left side!
Strong side!
Left side!
Strong side!
Left side!
Strong side!
My name's Force. Force Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh, ghost hate this.
900 years your reach. Look good this year. Well, you will not.
It's so fluffy!
My mama always said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know which one you're gonna get.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers gotta hug.
He hates these cans! Stay away from the cans!
My wedge. My wedge is what brings us together today.
Miss Scarlet, I don't know nothing about birthing no babies.
All right, hey, next week, Jurassic Park. God bless you. Have a great day. We love you.